Wow, this whole Hyundai deal has thrown a wrench into the self-driving car race, hasn't it? Makes you wonder who's going to come out on top.
It's like watching the automotive industry shift gears right in front of us.
We're diving into that today. We've got a WebPro news piece just out on October 5th, 2024, titled Hyundai Scores Win as Waymo Selects IONI Q5 for New Robotaxi. So buckle up, everyone. We're about to unpack this partnership and what it reveals about the future of getting around in a world of robotaxis.
It's not just another car company signing on the dotted line. I think this could really shake things up.
Yeah, so let's break it down. What's the big deal here? What's got the headlines buzzing about Hyundai and Waymo teaming up?
Well, Hyundai's actually going to be building their electric IONI Q5s right here in the U.S. And get this, specifically for Waymo to use in their self-driving taxi fleet. This is a multi-year deal we're talking about.
That's a bold move from Hyundai. It's not like them to just dip their toes in the water. Is this their way of diving headfirst into the autonomous vehicle game?
I'd say so. Hyundai's realizing they can't just be the car manufacturer they used to be. They're aiming for something different, what some experts are calling an autonomous vehicle foundry business.
Okay, now you're just using big words to sound smart. Break it down for me. Autonomous vehicle foundry business. What does that even mean?
It's simpler than it sounds. Basically, Hyundai's saying, we'll make the vehicles, but we're not going to get bogged down with all the self-driving tech ourselves. They're making the cars ready for it, the base, and then companies like Waymo, the real experts in self-driving systems, come in and add their magic.
So Hyundai's like the supplier, the go-to for anyone who's serious about getting those robotaxis on the road?
Exactly. And for Waymo, think about it. The article mentions they're already on their sixth-generation self-driving system. They need a car, and a reliable one, to match their ambitions.
Sixth generation, they've been at this a while, haven't they? What does that tell you? That they're already on their sixth version of this technology.
Well, it tells me they've got the experience and they're laser focused on refining this tech. They're not new to the game, they're leading it, but they need the cars to keep up to get where they want to go. And the IONI Q5 seems to fit the bill.
So everyone wins. Hyundai gets a piece of that self-driving pie, and Waymo gets the wheels they need to scale up their robo-taxi dreams.
You got it. But there's always a but, right?
No, I don't like the sound of that. Hit me with it. What's the catch?
It gets even more interesting when you bring in the elephant in the room. Geopolitics. You know, with all the U.S.-China tensions these days, things get a little messy.
Oh, right, right. The article did touch on how things are heating up between the U.S. and China. How does that factor into all of this?
Well, think about it. These IONI Q5s, they're being built right here in the U.S. Not a coincidence, if you ask me, especially with the Biden administration talking about cracking down on Chinese parts and cars and all that.
Right. So this Hyundai Waymo deal, it's like their way of sidestepping that whole mess.
Exactly. Choosing U.S. manufacturing, it's like a safety net for Waymo. They dodge any potential trade wars, tariffs, sourcing nightmares down the line. This deal lets them navigate those choppy political waters.
Wow, it's like we're talking about way more than just cars here. This is a power move on the global tech chessboard.
Oh, absolutely. And trust me, this is just the beginning of that story.
This is wild. It's like we stumbled onto something bigger than just a car deal. This Hyundai Waymo thing, it's like a peek behind the curtain of this global tech showdown, isn't it?
It shows how much the game has changed. We always think about economic power, like, oh, who's got the oil? Who's got the gold? But now, it's all about the tech. Who's got the best AI? Whose cars can drive themselves? That's power now.
In the U.S., it seems like they're not about to let go of that lead anytime soon, are they? Especially with China breathing down their necks.
No way. Remember that whole thing we talked about, the Biden administration looking at Chinese car parts? That's a huge signal. They're serious about keeping those supply chains close to home.
So Waymo partnering with Hyundai right now, it's almost like they saw this coming, you know, like a strategic move to stay ahead of the game.
Oh, 100%. See, by teaming up with Hyundai, building those IONI Q5s here in the U.S., Waymo's basically saying, we're not getting caught in the crossfire. It's good business and even better politics.
This makes you think, though, what if everyone starts doing this? Will we see this whole U.S.-China tech decoupling thing speed up even more?
It's possible, isn't it? As things heat up, you can bet more companies are going to feel the pressure to choose a side, pick a team. And that could really change how the whole tech world operates.
Ooh, we started with a car deal, and now we're talking about reshaping the entire global tech scene.
That's how it goes sometimes. Things snowball. But hey, speaking of tech, let's bring it back to Waymo for a sec. Sixth generation self-driving system. Sixth. Do you ever just, like, try to wrap your head around that and it just explodes?
Honestly. It's kind of like trying to imagine a new color. Sixth generation. What does that even mean in terms of, like, actual self-driving smarts?
Think about it like this. Each generation, it's not just a little upgrade. It's a total overhaul. Remember those first clunky iPhones? Now look at them. Self-driving's doing the same thing, just faster. Better sensors, faster thinking, the whole shebang.
So Waymo, they're basically like the iPhone 14 of self-driving right now.
And they're not slowing down. Partnering with Hyundai, it's like they're merging their tech brain with Hyundai's car-making muscle. A match made in, well, you know.
It's all coming together, isn't it? The tech's getting there, the cars are getting there, and they've even found a way around those political landmines.
Don't forget, though, there are always more landmines.
Yeah.
This is just one piece of the puzzle.
Oh, right, because even with all this fancy tech and global strategizing, there's still one big question. Are people actually ready to give up the wheel? I mean, are we there yet?
That's the million-dollar question. We're not just talking about algorithms and chips anymore, are we? We're talking about human nature.
It's funny you should put it that way. Human nature, I mean. Because we can geek out about all the self-driving tech we want, but it all boils down to trust, doesn't it? Like, are we really going to hand over the keys to a computer?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And you can bet Waymo's been thinking about that from day one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about making a self-driving system that's safe. It's about convincing people to actually get in the darn thing.
So how do you do that? How do you get someone who's been behind the wheel their whole life to just let go?
Baby steps, my friend. Baby steps. Look at how Waymo played it, those first pilot programs. Super controlled, right? Little by little, they expand, build up their track record. Every mile they drive without a hitch, it's like a point for Team Robot.
It's like they're saying, see, look, no hands. We told you this thing works.
Exactly. And the more people see it working, the more they hear stories about how smooth the ride is, well, that fear starts to melt away, doesn't it?
It becomes less about the tech itself and more about the experience. What it would actually be like to have a robo-taxi pull up.
Picture it. You're running late, phone's about to die, boom, robo-taxi. Hop in, relax, answer some emails, whatever. Traffic's not your problem anymore.
Okay, yeah, I see the appeal. But even if we get there, even if people start ditching their cars for robo-taxis, what about the downsides? Like the article mentioned jobs, right? Are we all about to be out of work?
It's something to think about, for sure. And it's not just taxi drivers either. Truckers, delivery drivers, the whole nine yards. This tech could change everything.
It's a bit overwhelming, isn't it? Exciting, but kind of scary, too.
Disruption's always messy. But here's the thing. It's not like we're all going to wake up tomorrow and bam, robo-taxi world. It'll take time. We can adapt, find new solutions, right?
Like retraining programs, stuff like that, for all the folks who might be out of a job.
Exactly. Or maybe this tech creates entirely new jobs. We're always so focused on what we might lose, we forget to look for the opportunities.
So it's about being realistic, not burying our heads in the sand, and making sure everyone benefits, not just the tech giants.
100%. And that's why this whole Hyundai Waymo thing, it's bigger than just a deal.
Yeah.
They're not just making cars, they're making the future. And we better be ready for it.
Speaking of the future, that little tidbit in the article about Hyundai and Waymo looking at additional opportunities for collaboration makes you wonder what they're cooking up, doesn't it?
Who knows what's next? Maybe flying cars? Okay, probably not yet, but the point is, this is just the beginning, my friend.
It's both exciting and, honestly, a little terrifying. Like, buckle up, everyone, because we're heading into uncharted territory.
You could say that again? Buckle up, keep your eyes open, and never stop asking questions. This is going to be a wild ride.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that's a wrap for us today, everyone. Hope this deep dive into the world of robo-taxes, global power plays, and the future of, well, everything, has given you plenty to think about.
Until next time.
Catch you all on the next deep dive.